Day 14. Hi there. I'd like to tell you a story about Michael. He's 32 years old and works for a large telephone company. He came to us about discomfort he was having with spasm in his chest. After examinations, it was concluded that these were nervous symptoms. He told us that he had been promoted at work, and for the past 5 months, he had 6 employees under his supervision. When we suggested that perhaps he was too much of a perfectionist, he immediately contradicted himself, saying, "I'm not a perfectionist, but I look for excellence in everything. I am responsible for 6 people and I have to be a good example, otherwise nothing in our department will work. On top of that, I have a ton of files on my desk. I'll never get it all done." In spite of what he'd said, his bosses were satisfied with his work. Michael's case is typical of workplaces today, where performance is valued at any cost. Michael's basic problem was this: multiple unrealistic thoughts. First of all, he said, "I look for excellence in everything." Then, "I have to be a good example." And then he added, "Otherwise, nothing in our department would work." As an example, he said, "On top of that, I have a ton of files on my desk. I'll never get it all done." Let's analyze the realism of each of these affirmations. "I look for excellence in everything." Yikes. What I'm hearing is what these chest spasms are leading us to believe is that he demands excellence. It is idealistic, but not very realistic. "I have to be a good example." What I hear is, "What I demand of myself is to always be a good example." Again, idealistic, but not very realistic. "Otherwise, nothing in our department will work." Nothing? Absolutely nothing would work? How can he predict that? "On top of that, I have a ton of files on my desk." Okay, really, a ton? I didn't know that having files on your desk is a sign of failure. I guess I'd better clean off my desk right away. And then he concludes, "I'll never get it all done." Michael has many unrealistic thoughts that he needs to change if he wants to become healthy. We explained the reasons for his physical discomfort and how various different things contributed to it, such as the demands that he placed on himself and the unrealistic thoughts that occupy his mind. We also proposed some tools that he could use to help himself, but he replied, "I don't have time to do all that." Our response was, "Time is not something we have, it's something we take." In any case, if you don't take time to take care of your health now, you will be forced to take care of your illness later. Bye for now.